Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We did it. Pat yourself on the back. Let's see if they got it right in your own mind. The sexiest accent in the nation belongs to Texans. 877-881-1053. Of all the stereotypes we get made fun of for when all the sports networks come here and show the horses, that's how we get picked up from the airport and everyone's got a hat on and they try to take their little shots or whatever. Finally, we've broken through. A recent survey of 1.5 million people was recently done by Big 7 Travel, and people were asked to rank the sexiest accents across the nation, and bam, Texas came out number one.
You know, I'm glad they differentiated Texan from Southern, because there is a difference. You know, like the Southern accent you hear in the Southeast, like the Georgias and Carolinas and Tennessees and Alabama, it's far different. Ours is better.
Go
that way.
Let's go 10-1 and see what we think of the list. And maybe even if we can impersonate any of them. Number 10, a Californian.
Yeah, dude.
What's up, man?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it. You nailed it.
Okay, thank you.
Hippie. You know, beach guy.
Well, it's just like
crisp tan and blonde and dirty blonde hair.
Yeah, it's like in SNL, the Californians.
Yeah, man. All right, dude.
Yeah, man.
McConaughey.
All right. No, McConaughey's Texas.
Yeah.
You can't go there.
Number 9, St. Louis.
Oh, it's the, we have better baseball.
No, that's
I don't think that's an accent as much as an opinion.
Yeah, I don't know if the St. Louis accent comes to mind.
So I was reading this article and I was seeing some of this stuff. I took an elocution class in college, Sean.
What is that?
It was to lose my accent that I had.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like a linguistic course.
They have courses to get rid of accents?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
at Tennessee, who
I know,
go figure.
Right? I know. But I worked with a guy who was from St. Louis and they say it in this article. He said the word 40 really weird. He would almost pronounce it farty, farty, farty.
Farty?
Yeah, that's how he said 40.
Farty.
It was like, what? What are you saying?
Okay.
I was like, I have to work for you. I can't do this.
Number 8. Sexy. Philadelphia. Are you kidding me?
Ugh.
How does that happen?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm sexy, you know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I look good, you know?
How are you doing, Rocky?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How is it?
Now, is there a new Creed movie? I heard there's a new Creed movie possibly coming out with Conor McGregor's name being tied to it. Is that true?
Apollo died. You know, he was my friend. We hugged on a beach. It was an awkward hug.
Not even answering the question there.
I don't know what the question was. I've been hit too many times.
You know what?
Hit the head.
I mean, you know what? I can't argue too much with this, Sean. I mean, I do know when I spy in on Philadelphia, and Roy, you can attest to this. When I hear Angelo Cataldi at WIP, man, nothing gets me up more than that voice.
I could be on a beach somewhere with a mint julep in front of me. Not acceptable! I took 5 courses in psychology. You owe us an explanation today!
Oh, I'm so aroused.
Number 8, Philly, sexiest accent in the country. Number 7, Hawaiian.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I've never been there.
I just want to sing a song for Moana, but I don't think that's
have
correct.
You been there, Roy? Haven't you been?
I have been, but I can't say that the Hawaiian dialect.
Are you sure? Because you sure did sound like a native when you came back. How was your trip, Roy? Oh, I tell you, Hawaii was great. What was great? Hawaii?
That's
you,
right.
I don't remember him saying that.
He was saying that for like a week.
Oh.
I mean, that is the proper way to pronounce it.
Number 6 is Mississippi. Give me a little Mississippi sexy talk.
I can't.
You wrap your lips around your teeth.
No, you're
right
doing
dip lip.
You're doing A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
I don't think
where's he from?
I don't think he was from Mississippi.
Give me something, girl.
I don't think.
Number five, no. Chicago.
Ugh.
Mickey Spagnuolo.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah, imagine Mickey with that Snapchat filter changing his face and hearing those sweet nothings talking to you.
I can't imagine, you know, there's a media guy, Mike North.
Yep. Just the R's the dragging of it. How is that? I don't get the sexiness of that.
All the Ditka stuff from Saturday Night Live.
Number four is a Mainer. It's listed as a Mainer for top sexiest accents.
Ugh.
You should bring Kavanaugh in here. He actually went to Maine.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Didn't he go to Maine with Amanda for another trip in which he didn't propose to her?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So my dad went to college in Maine, and he said that words that end in A now end in R, and words that end in R now ends in A. So the word tuner on your radio is tuna, and tuna fish is tuner.
Tuner. Okay.
Tuner is tuna. Tuna is tuner.
All right. Number three is New York. Number two is Boston.
Oh, my God.
Which one is more acceptable? New York over Boston?
No.
Well, no. Yeah, New York over Boston's better. Boston is...
But New York has so many different
ones. Yeah, it does. That's the thing. There's not like really a New York accent. Boston is like, it's summertime. It's hot out.
I would think there'd be more, you know... More south on here. Like, give me a little.
It's pleasant.
I do need Southern Belle. Mm-hmm. I need Georgia.
Southern Belle. Georgia.
I need Southern girls. The girls that talk like someone's going off to the wall to fight for the Confederacy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't agree with what they're fighting for.
Not where's the beer bong?
No. You know,
that's why I think of Boston and Philly and New York.
Oh my gosh, are you gonna go see the Ole Miss game when our Bulldogs are gonna be playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man,
that's just,
those sweet little boys look so good.
That's that hottie toddy accent.
Think I need me a hottie toddy.
See, that's the sweet stuff. Going back to Boston, oh, this girl is on Twitter. Who apparently read this poll. Who is this from again? Some travel website or whatever?
This is
Big 7.
From Big 7.
Big 7. Well, she was voting on the website. She celebrated its results of her being number two behind us, Texas. And Roy, if you have time while this clip plays, grab a rusty nail and shove it through my ear.
Yes, that's right. Boston just got named the second sexiest accent in all of America.
Oh, my God.
And yes, that's true. And I know it's true because I voted 400 times for the survey. That's right. I took all my Boston Red Sox hats. I put them on. I pretended I was a different person. But I do believe it's true. And here's to all my heroes. Tom Brady, I love you. The Boston Red Sox. Now's your time, okay? Do it for me. The Green Monster's big, but you're bigger. Okay, so let's all celebrate by going and getting some Dunkachinos and having some of what I like to call breakfast. That's when I have a 30 rack of Sammy Adams that I drink with my two front teeth. That's sexy. So's my accent. If you've seen my friend Charlene, please let me know. Last time I saw her was 2 weeks ago at a pub we were getting kicked out of. Boston.
Oh, murder me.
Oh, my God. That's brutal.
Gosh.
Here's the write-up for Texan at number one. Who can resist a slow Texan drawl? Not us. And not our social media users. The typical Texan accent is a Southern accent with a twist, with strong R's and plenty of howdies. America's sexiest accent, we have to agree.
Ooh, howdy, the official greeting of Texas A&M. Thank you.
Now we have Fred Arneson, who's a very well-known comedian, star of Portlandia, was on SNL for a long time. He did a comedy special called Comedy for Drummers, and in it, he went through the entire United States and basically did a couple of accents. So for us, not really being that familiar with the specific New York and Boston accents, here's a little bit of Fred Arneson with the New York different
sections. Did he do Texas?
He does do Texas here. Let's do the New York one first.
New York City. New York City's got a lot of accents. Manhattan. Manhattan's kind of, you know, Upper West Side is kind of very serious, and I always fear medical condition. Upper West Side, medical condition. And Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a little more tough. Yeah, Brooklyn. What? Brooklyn. So Brooklyn's tough, but the Bronx is in the lungs. What? The Bronx. Brooklyn. The Bronx. Brooklyn. Manhattan. Manhattan. Professional Manhattan. Brooklyn. Queens has got Queens. Nobody told me. Queens, nobody told me. Why didn't you tell me?
Long Island is stalls for time. Stall. I'm gonna stall.
Vinny,
New Jersey.
This is.
Vinny off Jersey Shore.
It's amazing how many of they could do in that small little region.
That's
true. Then he goes south and takes you through Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and eventually over to us here in Texas.
Then down to Virginia. Virginia's got, you kind of start to hear a little bit of the southern accent, but not too much. And then West Virginia's kind of, you've heard that before. And Kentucky tightens up a little tiny, but Kentucky, the eyes close, Kentucky, West Virginia. And then a little bit more, North Carolina. There's kind of a, now, hold on, North Carolina, you mentioned two pumpkins. I'm not sure, just rethinking what you said there. And then... Then South Carolina, there's a little bit of pageantry in South Carolina. Alabama, there's a kind of bounce to the word, the syllables, Alabama.
There is a bounce.
Texas, I kind of, Dallas to me seems the most forthright, but then Houston,
whoa,
I feel like they're scolding you a little, Houston. But Austin wants to have fun. I would like to put a little laugh in Austin, Dallas. Houston, Dallas.
What does he say with Houston?
Houston.
Dallas. Little gold in it.
Great. Dallas.
That was good. So there it is. Texas, number one sexiest accent. This list has to be dominated by the South, though, for real.
East, yes, the absolutely.
East is so rough. Grinding on the ears.
It's amazing how like each little, even not even region, cities, individual towns, yes, have different accents just to them.
Yes. So there it is. Number one, we did it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.